This is Power Talk 1210. The power to think for yourself on KEVT AM 1210, Sahuarita, Tucson.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fans of barbecue, you have dialed it in for the full hour. You have found the place on the dial that is going to make you feel right at home. Welcome once again to On the Menu Live. I am Matt Russell, broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of Power Talk 1210 for your weekly Power Happy Hour. And we have dedicated the entire show, fellow foodies, to the wonderful world, to the craft of Q. Because there's a huge event coming up in town on June the 27th down at the Hotel Congress. It's called the Southern Arizona Smokin' Showdown. And we have all of the stars that have aligned here together, people that are making this event, this inaugural event, one of the biggest and best of the year. And we're going to be taking the entire hour talking about beef, talking about barbecue, talking about the great beer to pair with this great Q. And it's all for a great cause, because the proceeds, fellow foodies, for the Smokin' Showdown on June the 27th at Hotel Congress is the Steele Children's Research Center. And we are doing Q for a cause. Anyway, thank you so much for listening like you do every Saturday at 4 right here on Power Talk 1210. Now, when I'm thinking about filling the celebrity co-host seat each and every Saturday afternoon, this one was a natural. I didn't have to scratch my head too much, because when you're talking about Q in this community, a lot of paths go a lot of different directions, but my heart, my personal passion goes right to Chef Danny Perez from the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort, and he is our celebrity co-host. Chef Danny Perez, how are you, brother?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, before we talk about Q, you must be waiting with great anticipation, because you were one of the semifinalists for Iron Chef Tucson. The votes are in, but we have to wait until Monday to learn who's going to be going up against John Hone.
Yeah, it's going to be another 24 hours of nerve-wracking and answering calls from every family member. What happened? So we'll see what happens.
So you're going to find that out pretty soon. And, you know, June 20th is the big day for Iron Chef. So good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll be watching
you
very closely.
Very exciting, yeah.
So before we get into the event on June 27th, you guys are smoking some serious stuff out there at the Catalina Barbecue Company, which is, I think, one of the great Q places in all of the West. They're up at JW Marriott Star Pass Resort. What's going on Catalina these days?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we hide right next to our beautiful golf course at Star Pass. Catalina Barbecue offers that fresh Q, some great, I call it Arizona Q, as you know, all the time, using the regional flavors, piloncillo, poblano peppers, some great spices along with all of our rubs. And we're just queuing it up. You know, it's just summer business. Golfers show up, they get some great beer, eat some Q, play some holes.
Serious, man.
Yeah. What else do you need to do? It's summer in Tucson. What else is there?
You know, just follow the smoke. There are the Tucson Mountains, and just wind your way up. I love the drive. It's meditative. And it's just sort of, you know, gets you up, and you just know you're coming into the welcome and open arms of Chef Danny Perez. Now, you know a thing or two about Q in your own right, sir. I mean, certified as a judge by the Kansas City Barbecue Society, that's no small feat. That's not easy to do.
No, it's a good class. It's definitely eye-opening to really understand what Q and this great country is all about. There's so many different varieties, different ways of doing things, different way of smoking meats, that to be able to understand it a little bit more gives us the edge over at Catalina to really be able to provide great barbecue all the time. It helps us when we compete. It helps us when we train our new associates out there. It's a really fun thing to do.
I tell you, and you do compete with the best of the best. In fact, when you walk into the doors of the Catalina Barbecue Company, one of the first things you see, I mean, you're quite literally surrounded by every trophy that you guys have brought home from some of these Q competitions. I mean, you're running out of room up there, man.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had a great showing at a competition, but, you know, it's always great to have our team know, be prideful of the fact that when we compete, we show up.
Hours of operation for Catalina Barbecue Company, just in fact, maybe some of our listeners might not have been there before.
Yeah, absolutely. So we pop doors open at 11 o'clock for lunch, stay open through 9 o'clock for dinner. You know, we have great setting for all of the great national team sports that you can imagine.
Right on.
We have, you know, the NBA Finals are out there right now. We're showing those on the 13 different TV screens that we have. Guests can sit pretty much anywhere, enjoy barbecue. We have great dessert menu as well. We changed things up a bit this year, and we basically just have pies on the menu. So if you want any kind of pie, that goes with barbecue, right?
Of course.
So pie with barbecue. So great desserts out there as well.
Do you still have the, you know, we're going to be talking about brisket in a minute here, but we can't talk to Danny Perez without talking about ribs. You still have those big front Flintstone ribs there, that those gorgeous, beautiful.
What do you think
is
in that box?
You brought goodies.
I brought goodies.
Show and tell!
It is.
Absolutely. God love you, Danny Perez.
The extra meaty ribs.
The extra meaty ribs from extra meaty pigs for an extra meaty appetite for extra meaty radio show
hosts. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, no, we serve those up. You know, the extra meaty spares. Guests love them. Full rack, half rack, a combo. And it goes great with brisket.
You pick up one of these ribs, I mean, it's like a scene from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, for crying out loud. I mean, it's like, it just defies logic. But anyway, June 27th at Hotel Congress, the Southern Arizona Smokin' Showdown. You and I, along with our good friend CJ Hamm, three of the judges that are going to be identifying who puts out the best brisket in Southern Arizona. And I, and this is, you know, it's game on, man. What are we thinking about when we're thinking about brisket? Isn't this going
to
be fun?
I'm so excited. I literally just told you, I think I just need to take the day off and be ready to eat all day.
Tip number one.
Be ready to not be able to move the next day.
Right.
No, it's very exciting. I think that, you know, for our town that continues to grow on the culinary side of things and be able to showcase and have this type of event in downtown Tucson where all of this great community can come out, do things for a great cause, and enjoy some awesome stuff. I'm super excited. It's
going to
be awesome.
If you can't wait to the end of the show, hotelcongress.com, hotelcongress.com to purchase your tickets. And David Slutz, a little bit later on in the show, is going to break it down in terms of what this event looks like, the logistics, how to get tickets, what to do when you get there, how to make the most out of your barbecue experience down there, downtown. So when we're thinking about brisket, for the novices that might be tuning into the show, you know, I'm looking at a cow. Right, I'm looking at this animal. Where from within side do you source this great cut that we know as brisket?
Well, I can't wait for our meat connoisseur to talk about the specifics of it, right?
Yeah.
But I think to me it's all about the marbling and where you're getting all this awesome protein.
Yes.
Some folks like to trim a lot, some folks don't. I'm excited to see what we taste. I'm gonna be also very excited to see what kind of smoke rings we see,
yes,
what kind of wood people are using, what kind of smokers people are using. Those kind of questions and those type of approaches, I think, is what's going to set people apart.
Are you a trimmer or not a trimmer?
You know, we don't trim too much.
Okay, good. You have to celebrate for, you know, what the fat brings to the experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
So don't get out of control with the trimming.
No, there's no need. Plus, on top of that, you caramelize those little fat trimmings and throw them in some extra sauce, and
I love it when you caramelize.
Yeah,
love it. Caramelize the fat trimmings. Does it get any better than this? Okay, so we got three categories that we're going to be judging, and let me just say right here, so there's no mistake, there's no mystery. This is a blind judging. You and I probably know every competitor that's showing up for the big game. We have no idea whose entries we are tasting. I mean, this is the way a real barbecue judging experience has to be. But we're going to be tasting entries from seven competitors in three categories: appearance, texture, and taste. Talk about those three.
You know, appearance, right? So we're talking about, can you see a smoke ring? Are you going to be able to see if there's extra sauce on this brisket? Is there riffles of fat all throughout it? I think that I'm looking for presentation a little bit too. I'm hoping that the rest of the judges are as well. Just to, you know, step it up. Be proud of what you're going to serve us and make sure that whatever's in the box looks awesome. You know, flavor, taste, we want to make sure that we taste your rub, your cue. You got to taste the brisket, though. We want to be able to taste the meat. We don't want to just have a pool of sauce to taste, right? And I think it's just going to be fun to see how everybody puts it in the box. I'm excited for it to be blind tasting. I think it'll give us an edge on how we judge.
And so how long have you been the certified judge doing the circuit stuff?
I think we're going on 7 years of barbecue.
Wow. And is there one particular brisket that just completely knocked your socks off, that that just said yes to Danny Perez in mind, body, and spirit?
You know, any CAB, any certified Angus beef
Seriously.
Brisket is just over the top. I got some fun times with the actual certified Angus beef corporate chef. He hung out with us for a little bit, and just showing us those types of briskets and that meat is just above and beyond what you're looking for.
Okay, well, these guys are showing up with game faces on. They are going out for battle. Again, the first annual Southern Arizona Smokin' Showdown. It is June 27th, I think from 6 to 9 o'clock in the great plaza of the Hotel Congress. Again, we're going to be talking to David Slutz about exactly what this event looks like, but you got to get your tickets before they sell out. This is the kind of an event, fellow foodies, that will sell out, and we do not want to be the bearer of bad news when you try to get a ticket and there's no more left. So do yourself a favor now. www. www.hotelcongress.com. Get your tickets today. We're talking to Danny Perez, executive chef at the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort, our celebrity co-host for the full hour. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of our beloved sponsors. But when we come back, the man is here. The man who has manifested this idea and has just making friends all over town when he tells the story about why this event needs to be here in Southern Arizona and what it means to the kids and families that call Tucson home. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the host seat here at Power Talk 1210, live for another Power Happy Hour with my celebrity co-host, executive chef from the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort, and the man who oversees all the smoking at Catalina Barbecue Company, my good friend, Chef Danny Perez, is back in the house with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we're going to be getting into some of your goodies here in a minute. We're all showing remarkable restraint. I mean, we have begun to enjoy the fruits of Kyle Jefferson's labors. He brought in some American Stout and some Nelson IPA to libate us through another high-energy broadcast, but the ribs are talking, and we're going to be getting ourselves into those pretty quick.
The beer is delicious.
The beer is absolutely delicious. Anyway, speaking of delicious, I'm struggling for a segue here. Anyway, speaking of delicious, here's the guy who has brought this whole idea about the Southern Arizona Smoking Showdown. He wants to do barbecue in a way that is memorable in this community, but better yet, he wants to do it so nobody makes a penny except for the Steele Children's Research Center. He's my longtime good friend and brother, my friend from Ronstadt Insurance, a pioneer in his own right. Jeff Ronstadt.
How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Doing awesome.
I love seeing you. Awesome. I mean, you just always come in with this balls of energy, and you're always smiling, and things are always well. Is it the beer?
I have beer, yeah. It's good stuff. Good work. Yeah.
So everybody around this table today is here because of an idea that you had about barbecue, about Tucson, and about charity. How did that get started?
Well, I can't take all the credit. So my wife, Tiana, is from the South.
God love her.
And every summer, she'd take the kids, they'd go back to Georgia. And a couple of years ago, they went to a big barbecue event in the mountains of Georgia. And the kids came home and said, Dad, that was great. We had so much fun. We wish you were there with us. You know, I gotta work through the summer, you know, make a buck to support the family.
That's what happens.
So I'm like, wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Well, almost, within 30 days, I'm talking with my buddy, Eric Jacobson, who lost a family member to breast cancer, and I'm helping Eric with a golf tournament that he has. And I say to Eric, I go, man, we should do a barbecue event because you like to barbecue, and we know all these guys like to barbecue. And Eric said, anything you need, I'll help you.
Wow.
And then about a week later, my brother Fred and I, we have a little radio show here in town called The Fred and Jeff Show.
Absolutely.
We're going downtown, Tucson, to interview the good folks at Congress Hotel. And I run into longtime friend and South Point alumni, Dave Slutz. And they were just getting ready to do their event, Born and Brewed.
Oh, yeah, Tucson Beer Cup.
And I said to David, I said, David, you guys really screwed your event up. It shouldn't have been Born and Brewed. It should have been Born and Brewed and Barbecued.
Listen to you.
And he looked at me, and I thought he was having a seizure. And he goes, I think you got something there.
There.
I think we're gonna talk about that later. So a later was, I don't know, it took about a year, didn't it? It took about a year. For David, that's
a lot
like,
of R&D.
Yeah,
right?
For David, that's tomorrow. For me, I'm like, come on, let's do it. So we finally got together. We've got some great entrants. We got you on board. We've got great beer from Pueblo Vida. David, you know, getting David on board and the folks at Congress Hotel was the easiest thing. I mean, they saw the immediate merit of this event.
Merit!
And then, of course, I called my longtime buddy Scott Butler, the meat man, at Merit Foods, and he dialed us in with Merit Foods, and they're going to bring the brisket to the top of the table with 1855 brisket, which, you know, Miranda's going to talk to you a little bit about later. Fantastic stuff. And, of course, all of this, every little bit of cash that we raise is going to go help pediatric research for cancer, diabetes, right here in Tucson. In our backyard, a group called Steel Children's Research, run by Dr. Fez Gashan, doing incredibly, incredibly meaningful work, helping kids live long lives who've been diagnosed with diabetes or celiac disease or cancer. They're doing research here in Tucson that is having huge, huge positive effects all over the globe.
So of all the charities in Southern Arizona, I mean, this one is a natural fit. Why Steel?
Well, Steel, as a lot of the listeners on the Fred and Jeff Show, and you know too, Matt, is our son Larry, when he was 8 years old, was diagnosed with leukemia.
Yeah.
And so we went from being this normal, happy-go-lucky family, you know, with two little kids, raising these kids, to all of a sudden have a kid with an acute illness. And we were kind of dropped in the grease, and we're not ones to sit around and say, oh, poor us. We wanted to get involved, and it took us some time to figure out who the people were that are doing the right stuff in Southern Arizona, in the world. And Steel, you know, Steel, as well as the folks at Tunadito and Make a Wish Southern Arizona. I mean, there are so many people out there that were supportive and helped us through this journey that we want to give back. And, you know, I was taught, just like you and Danny, just like you, that if you take out of the community, if you make a living in the community and you're taking money out, you got to give something back. You got to help support the people that support your business. You got to help your family and friends. And we're all Tucsonans, and we thought this would be a great event, a lot of fun. Great friends are helping me put it on. Eric, my buddy Eric Jacobson from Chillin' and Grillin', he's on the steering committee.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've got the makings of a great, great event.
And I think when you talk about that spirit, Jeff Ronstadt, I mean, that's the thing that weaves itself through the barbecue community. I mean, you go out with Danny Newshop at some of these barbecue competitions. It's a family. People are just woven together.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and you're gonna watch my back. I'm gonna watch yours. I'm gonna take care of you. You're gonna take care of me. And to have an event built around the craft of barbecue that raises money for this great organization, it's just a natural thing to do.
Yeah, thanks. I totally agree with you. But I have to admit one thing. So I was the guy responsible for inviting the seven barbecue chefs, if you will.
Right.
And I had some help. You know. Gary Ray's barbecue was recommended by Merritt, and you got us Albert Hall, Matt. Danny, we had to leave you out because, you know, you it's like, you know, you would be bringing sand to the beach. You know what I mean? you were too accomplished for this year's event, but we hope years down the road we get some guys to come in that you have a good competition.
Well, thank you
with.
For the compliment. Thank you for putting on this event. I think being part of it, even in as the head judge, is being part of it, being able to show up for the community, it's awesome, awesome, awesome.
Well, I got to tell you, so back to your comment, though, Matt, about how you guys all have each other's back. Every single guy I've talked to said, oh, I'm going to kick his butt. My brisket's the best. So I don't care what you've heard, but you wait till you taste mine.
And David's going to talk about who the competitors are. There's seven pitmasters here, and when we talk to David Sluice, he's going to go line by line, competitor by competitor, talking about these guys. So before we go to an next commercial break, you've got a Facebook page that has come up online recently for people to get more information about the event.
Yeah, just go to Facebook and search Southern Arizona Smokin' Showdown. And all the information's there. We've got all the competitors there. We've got links to buy tickets. We've got thank yous to sponsors like Merit Food, 1885, Pueblo Vida Brewery. Everybody, you know, Danny will put something up there on you, show off your accomplishments. Matt, you too. So
great.
Yeah, so folks, go to the Facebook page.
Southern Arizona Smokin' Showdown.
Buy your tickets because there's only... Well, we're only seating 400, and we've already sold a bunch.
Well, after this broadcast, it'll be no more room at the end. Anyway, Jeff Ronstadt, thanks to you and your family for everything you do, and thanks, God man. Love your wife, Tiana, Power Woman Investing,
yeah.
Power Talk 1210. Why isn't she sitting right here?
Well, she's out there drinking beer.
that's where we like her.
Thanks, man.
Anyway, we're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, one of the meat mavens in Tucson is here in all of her grace and glory. Miranda Morrison from Merit Foods is coming up next, fellow foodies. You don't want to miss one delicious minute. You're listening to On the Menu live on Power Talk 1210. Don't go away.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies, to On the Menu Live. Thanks for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock. We're here talking barbecue. We're here talking brisket. We're here talking the Southern Arizona Smokin' Showdown, June the 27th at Hotel Congress. Tickets are still available. Get them while you still can. HotelCongress.com. I'm here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour. He's the executive chef from the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort. Danny Perez helping us to love a little brisket these days.
I almost forgot I was here to help you. Sidetracked by this delicious beer.
We got some serious suds in the house from Kyle Jefferson from Pueblo Vida Brewing Company. We're going to get to Kyle in a minute, but we're talking about meat, and we're talking about beef. We're talking about brisket. And all of those things just manifest in a beautiful way, especially when you're talking to Tucson's prominent purveyor of protein and produce and provisions. Here she is, the marketing and creative director for Merit Foods, the beautiful Miranda Morrison is here. Miranda, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Matt.
I mean, what are you not doing good? I mean, look at you, for crying out loud.
Oh, stop. Go on.
I am so delighted that Merit Foods has said yes to this opportunity, because as I was saying a little bit before the show, when I think about all my favorite restaurants, there's no mystery to the fact that most of them are customers and clients of Merit Foods. So when you're thinking about great food companies, you gotta have Merit be a part of this competition.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is a great opportunity for us to get involved. And, you know, we're all about supporting local. That's basically our mantra. You know, we're a Tucson based company, and you know, a lot of our places are mom and pops, and you know, so it's kind of nice to give them an alternative to the bigger broadline, you know, distribution companies where they can't make the minimums, and you know, we're not. And then when you support the local community, it all stays here in Arizona and kind of comes full circle and comes back.
And so, and that local community spirit is something that you have built a business on, because when it comes, you know, with Merit Foods and your customers and clients in Southern Arizona, it really is all about relationship, and there's nothing that you wouldn't do for your customers.
Oh yeah, no, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. Like, even our reps, they'll go above and beyond. Since we're based here in Tucson, you know, if a restaurant is, you know, ran out of something during a rush, they'll go to our warehouse, pick it up, and run it out to them. You know, it's really important to have a good partnership, if you will, with our
absolutely
with our customers.
And it's good to have a lot of brisket. And I hope you're bringing some to this event on June 27th.
Yeah, a little bit.
Seriously. So, I mean, how much brisket are we going to be going through that night?
Oh gosh, it's hard to say. And I'm subbing in for our, you know, our meat guru and our buyer and our GM, you know, Scott Butler.
Scott Butler,
so,
right?
You know, I'm doing the best I can to kind of sub in for the day on his behalf.
Suffice it to say, there's going to be a ton of brisket.
A ton
on parade at the Hotel Congress. Okay, so let's talk about brisket. I mean, there's different kind of beef. There's different styles. There's different cuts. There's different, you know, there's choice and select and prime and all that kind of stuff. When you're thinking about brisket for this kind of competition, mm-hmm. what leads us to say, you know, 1855 Black Angus beef has to be the centerpiece of this experience?
And funny you should ask, Matt. So let me just talk a little bit about 1855. So, you know, we're the only distributor in Arizona that has access to 1855.
I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, so wow. It's kind of an exclusive thing. I mean, the only other place I think that sells it is, you know, Bash's. But other than that, you know, distribution-wise, we're the only ones. You know, and so it's there's a lot to think about when you think about brisket. You know, it comes with, there's like a natural marbling to it, but there's a lot of conditions that you got to think of when you think about tenderness of brisket. You know, equate it to stress. You know, anytime a cow is stressed, that's going to lead to toughness. So you got to think about all the conditions from the weather to what they're eating, even proximity to the slaughterhouse. You got to keep them in the lowest stress conditions possible.
Wow.
So, you know, we have, so the 1855 brand Black Angus cattle are all in Nebraska, which is the closest, you know, weather conditions to Canada, which is where they originate from. So you can't take a Black Angus cow and put it in the Southwest because the heat is going to tense them up, and that's going to equal tense meat. So you got to keep the conditions, the weather conditions, nice and cool. You got to get them grain fed because they're big boys. You know, Black Angus are big boys. You really want to beef those puppies up. So you got to give them the right diet, not a grass fed, but a grain fed diet. And then when you take them to the slaughterhouse, it has to be very close. You can't be driving across to another state because the longer they're being transported, the more stressed out they're going to be.
Right.
You know, so you got to keep it very close. And then once they get dropped off near the slaughterhouse, they release them and let them, you know, settle down and let them have their moment to hang out with their friends again. And
for the last time.
let them think that they got a fun new place to hang out.
So right.
All those conditions really factor in into the most tender meat that you can possibly get.
Danny Perez, the stress factor and its relationship to the tenderness of meat, I'm blown away.
Yeah, absolutely, right? I'm a pretty tough piece of meat, as well as you can only imagine. No, but she's absolutely right. That toughness and the tenderness that it goes from all of the movement, you want to make sure that animal is calm.
Yeah, and the, you know, the breast and the lower chest area where it comes from, that's supporting 60% of its body weight. So naturally, that's going to tend to be a more tougher cut. So you got to do everything in your power to make sure that those cows are relaxed, everything's good, that they're not stressed out.
A little meditation.
Lots of meditation.
Massage. Seriously.
That does happen.
I mean, I would imagine. So that, I'm fascinated by that story because I didn't know that there was an interrelationship between a cow's stress factor and whether or not, you know, you're going to have a tender piece of meat.
Well, yeah, and that's...
It totally makes sense.
So even when it comes down to this Black Angus, out of all the conditions I told you about, 13% of those cows are selected for the 1855 brand. So it's hand-selected even further to get the most tender marbled piece you can possibly get. So it really is, I believe, the most superior you know, product that you can get.
And the nice thing about this competition, and thanks so much to Merit Foods for stepping up in a huge way to say yes to Steele, you know, and to say yes to Jeff. We all say yes to Jeff. No one ever says no to Jeff Ronstadt. But anyway.
I've met my wife.
But anyway, kudos to you for doing this. And you're bringing the brisket to the competition. So all of the cookers, all of the competitors are going to be using the same uniform beef, which is very important. So it's a blank canvas
even
before everybody starts.
Field, absolutely.
It's an even playing field. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that most of these guys are going to smoke. I mean, there's great ways to bring this down, to break this down. But smoking is really celebrating what that brisket is all about, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I was saying, the conditions are a huge factor, but like I said, this is going to be naturally a tough cut, but then it comes down to the preparation. So the slow smoking, that's what really is going to decipher who's going to bring this thing home.
Great. How can we learn more about Merit Foods? I mean, I know you're behind the Instagram page. I mean, if you want to know what a Merit Food product looks like after a chef has his or her way with it, follow Merit Foods on Instagram, because this is beautiful cornucopia of images that Miranda gets to walk around town and shoot and probably eat and drink and all that other stuff. But how can people learn more about Merit Foods? A lot of chefs listen to this show. They want to learn more.
Well, you know, you can go directly to our website. We have our catalog up there. You can cruise through the category, see what we offer. And I invite everyone to come to our social media pages. We do the Facebook, the Pinterest, just the Twitter, the Instagram. So we like to showcase our, you know, our restaurants, our casinos, our hotels. We like to showcase, you know, them, because, you know, it's a good partnership. And when they're doing well, we're doing well. So.
And when you're doing well, we're all doing well around this table. Anyway, you know, don't stop smiling. Miranda Morrison from Merit Foods, thank you to you and Scott and your entire team for bringing this great story to Southern Arizona. And I can't wait to sink my teeth into the 1855 with my good friend Danny Perez and CJ Hamm, our other judge. Anyway, from Merit Foods, Miranda Morrison, thanks so much.
Thanks, Matt.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, it's time to raise a glass of suds in honor of our official beer sponsor for Smoke and Showdown. Kyle Jefferson from Pueblo Vida Brewing Company is in the house, and he brought beer, like he always does, wherever he goes. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live. We're talking beef. We're talking brisket. We're talking Southern Arizona Smokin' Showdown at the Hotel Congress, June the 27th from 6 to 9. HotelCongress.com to get your tickets while they're still available. Here with my celebrity co-host from the Catalina Barbecue Company and the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort, Executive Chef Danny Perez. The smell is just killing me. You got to start. I mean, you
I
brought
start
food.
Opening boxes.
So when we talk about beer with Kyle Jefferson, I'm going to ask you to sort of plate up, because I love it when you plate. No one plates quite like Danny Perez. Anyway,
what is barbecue without beer, Danny Perez? I mean, seriously.
I don't know. I've never experienced that my life.
Never been in a position to experience that. But anyway, we're talking beer. And when you're talking about beer and barbecue, the official sponsor for the Smokin' Showdown on June the 27th is Pueblo Vida Brewing Company. And, you know, every time I'm in this guy's presence, my mouth just starts watering. And, you know, he has that impact on most people. But I'm happy to admit I'm one of them. Anyway, from Pueblo Vida, my good friend Kyle Jefferson is back with us. Hey, Kyle, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's been a while since you've been on the show. And you guys have just gone from, like, here to the stratosphere in just seemingly the last few months. Pueblo Vida is on fire.
It's been a short, long 8 months. So just really happy to be here.
And so you are saying yes to Steele, Children's Research Center.
Absolutely.
You are saying yes to this event, and you are the beer sponsor of the Smokin' Showdown. Why is it important, sort of culturally, for Pueblo Vida Brewing Company to get behind an event like this?
Oh, so many reasons. I call us the official palate cleanser. To be involved with this event, to be involved with Hotel Congress, the iconic Hotel Congress, to be involved in a community building event, especially that gets behind kids, we're honored. It wasn't a matter of saying yes. It was that we were honored to be asked.
You know, we were talking about Born and Brewed, Tucson's Beer Cup, and I have the personal privilege to MC that event every year. And last year was right around the time when you guys just opened your doors.
So we were hoping to make it.
There was a question about whether or not you're in, whether or not you're going to do it, but it was so close. You know, you had to get your place open, which we understand, which we honor. But I would imagine that you guys are going to be suiting up for Born and Brewed this year.
Yeah, we have some things planned. So
I can imagine.
We are definitely on board.
All right, so talk about beer and brisket. So Danny Perez and Miranda Morrison talked about brisket, you know, the conditioning of the brisket, the style of the brisket, what the fat does, the marbling, showing resistance in trimming, the smoke, the wonderful sauces that are going to be coming to bear. When you're thinking about great barbecue, what kind of beer is a natural pairing for brisket?
Well, you know, I want to say brisket's a working man's cut. It's the tougher cut that has to be cooked longer. And beer is the working man's, the working woman's drink, basically from the past. So you have to have big, bold flavors. And it's not always easy doing that in the summer because we don't have imperial stouts. We don't have imperial IPAs. So it's a big challenge, but it's one that we're up for. We have a lot of sessionable beers out this summer. We have a session IPA. We have a session stout, which is our breakfast stout, that brings a big punch of aroma and flavor, but with a lower alcohol, with an easy drinkability.
Right.
So you need something that can pair with those big flavors of brisket, that smokiness. Stouts come to mind. We have our breakfast stout that's infused with chocolate and coffee, and you will get that punch of chocolate with that beautiful brisket. We have our Nelson IPA, which uses a unique hop that is extremely tropical. It's a New Zealand varietal, and it was a seasonal that we did that was so popular that we had to make it a flagship beer. So
it's not an easy hop to get either.
No, nearly impossible.
But you guys aren't going to let that get in your way.
No. lots of phone calls, lots of hassling. But so that's a hop in that IPA that brings big, bold flavor that can really complement the brisket.
The explanation that he just gave was spot on. I think just to think about brisket and think about food and the way that you describe beer and the pairing along with it, it's spot on. It gave me goosebumps. I'm ready to keep going.
Well, I'm going to ask Jeff Ronstadt to put a rib on a paper towel for me and just roll that my way, because I want to put some of Kyle Jefferson's very bold words to the test now and pair up some barbecue with some of this great breakfast out. But now, what kind of beers are you going to be serving at the Smokin' Showdown on the 27th?
So we will have these two. We will have the Nelson IPA.
Excellent.
And the breakfast stout.
Excellent.
And we're going to do some testing. We're going to get some barbecue and test some of our seasonals coming out to see what pairs the best with the brisket. It's really just our way to try and get some free brisket out of all these amazing guests.
Why do you think Danny and I are judges?
It's just a trade. Here you go.
But when you're talking about the coffee and the chocolate and that stout and really what the foundational element of this barbecue is, I mean, those flavors are just beautifully complementary.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see how all the competitors bring whatever rub, whatever spice, whatever sauce, whatever sweetness, and how those notes affect the pairing with the beer. It's going to be very interesting to be able to enjoy that and enjoy this beer with it. Sorry, Matt's not able to speak at the moment.
I have a mouthful of pork.
He likes his extra meaty ribs.
So let me just say, back to you, Danny Perez. As you always do, you've nailed these ribs. And the first thing I love about them is you have absolutely, liberated yourself from this completely misguided concept of fall off the bone good. Because if meat falls off a rib bone, it's overcooked, right?
Absolutely. And please let me say that, the compliments are awesome. My approach with it all and the way that my team delivers this type of food every day is that we want nice softness. You can see your bite mark on that rib.
Mm-hmm.
You can still see the smoke ring on it. The flavor of it is still there. There's still rub on the meat. Those are the things that you want to look for when you're biting down a rib.
I never thought about that. You can see the bite mark. Yeah. So if you can't see the bite mark, it's overdone. And in professional barbecue circuit, you're going to be disqualified.
Well, if you're pulling it off, if it's falling, right?
Then there's no bite. Soft, right? Yeah, exactly. So well done to you and your team, man. I mean, I just love your cue. Seriously.
Thank you.
And with this breakfast stout, are you kidding me? It's just beautiful.
Refills.
Gosh. Pueblo Vida Brewing Company, your address, your downtown where all the action is. A lot of fun there. I love your tasting room. I love your brewery. I love the vibe down there. Where are you guys located?
I appreciate it. 115 East Broadway. So we're right across from Congress, kind of hidden back there. But lots of things going on downtown. Lots of things happening at Congress. So we're excited to be down there, and we're excited to be a part of this extremely cool event.
You guys still doing pints and poses on the weekends?
We sure are. Tomorrow morning, 10:30.
I think that's so fun.
Yeah, we get about 20 yogis there every Sunday morning, and it's $5 for the class, and then you get a beer afterwards. There's no better way to start your Sunday morning.
Beer and yoga.
Beer and yoga.
I feel better already.
We're downtown, so it's fun to do those. I mean, any community building. So we bring in guest teachers, and we pay them to do it, and it's everybody wins.
And where can people find you online?
At PuebloVidaBrewing.com. We have a list of all of our events on our calendar. And then, of course, all the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's Pueblo Vida.
Danny Perez and I are coming thirsty on June 27th. Actually, I'm coming thirsty right after this show because I'm going to go down to Pueblo Vida. And I want all of our listeners, if they've never been to Pueblo Vida before and they see one and they want to know what it looks like with me with barbecue sauce going down my chin, meet me at Pueblo Vida after the show because I'm going down there to get a growler. I'm going to sit and have a beer and just bask in the glory of what I think Pueblo Vida is. But anyway, you guys are constantly innovating, constantly creating. And it's almost this laboratory feel when you get there. And you guys have just hit it out of the park. Pueblo Vida, I'm running there after the show. So don't run out of beer because I get it there.
We'll try not to.
All right. Thanks, Kyle Jefferson, always a pleasure to see you. I'm going to have you make a little bit room over for the microphone. You don't have to take your headset off because it would be a challenge for our next guest to put the headset over the cowboy hat that he has chosen. Don, oh, he's going to show me wrong. Anyway, helping us to understand how to best maximize the barbecue experience for you when you go to the Southern Arizona Smoke and Showdown on June the 27th at Hotel Congress. My good friend, the entertainment director from Hotel Congress. That's a full-time job. David Sluts.
The hat stayed on the hat.
I'm trying to balance it on these headphones.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thanks for having me down.
I mean, every time I see you, I think, okay, well, there's always a great event going on. I mean, and I'm lucky and privileged, as I say, because I get to MC a lot of them, Born and Brewed and the Agave Fest, and always something fun and high and just outrageous going on. Now, look at all the cameras coming out, taking a picture of David Sluts.
I look great on radio, man.
What is it about the Hotel Congress, that feel, that setting, that you think just screams to host a barbecue competition?
Well, we've done a lot of events like this, and we're getting really good at it, and we're in the heart of downtown. We've been at the heart of downtown since 1919, for Christ's sake. So we like the idea. And, I mean, this kind of event, especially the competition-style event, we think we've gotten to do very well. We have a great space for it in our plaza, and the partners we get to work with are just really make the whole thing happen.
And for people that are listening to this show, they're thinking, okay, a party for 400 people when you got great barbecue, great beer, great music, and all that stuff, you know, that's just going to take a lot of work. But yes, it's a lot of work for the steering committee, but for you, it's just like another day at the office.
Well, we do it all the time. But, you know, to execute something like this, it is more difficult. And if you think about it, the scale of what we'd like this, 400 is not a lot of people.
Right.
I mean, people are going to be shut out of this when they don't get down there, because that's a great number to really execute an event well. And so everyone gets great food, get a great experience, have great music, the whole thing. So everyone feels like they're at a house party, you know, so it feels really taken care of. 400's our sweet spot for that.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And what are people going to expect? So they're going to get their tickets. They're going to show up there a few minutes before 6 o'clock, again, on June the 27th. What's the layout? What's sort of the traffic pattern going to be looking
well,
like there?
Well, whether you're familiar with Congress or not, we have a plaza and a large parking lot that we actually close off every weekend now for events. I mean, it's a dance party every weekend. So you'll come in off the street, and you'll open up, and you'll come into the plaza, and you'll see the big beer truck, you'll see the stage, you'll see all of the different barbecue contestants lining the edges of the event, and it should be very mouthwatering as soon as you walk in the door. We're going to set up a whole area for sides, so when you get your ticket, your ticket's going to get you not only a great contribution to a charity, but you're going to get great food. You're going to get a giant 16 on Pueblo Vida, whatever you want. You get sides, and all the different barbecues. You're going to be stuffed to the gills by the time you're done with this event.
And tickets are what?
$30.
$30! Okay, so you've price pointed this to give everybody the opportunity
to
come.
Well, we do that all the time at Congress. I don't know if it's just because we're so frugal, we've been down there so long, we always feel like, let's make it accessible to everybody. And if it sells out, great. And, you know, people are there, we can grow it eventually. But, I mean, we just always want it to be accessible to everybody, especially people. You know, it's hard out there. $30. But so great value and a great, I mean, it should be a win-win for everybody.
So I think the value, too, is to make sure that the event, it's executable not only for you, but for anybody that shows up. You know, you want to show up to a great event.
Yeah.
You know, that price point is, I'd pay that.
Well, I mean, and we're giving value. I mean, you're getting tons of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're gonna go walk away and say that was a $30 well spent.
So when you say you all are providing the sides, is each competitor bringing their own sides, or
no? They can do whatever they want with the brisket. If they want to stack it on some ahi tuna, well, that's insane. But they can do whatever the hell they want. But we're gonna provide, you know, the cornbread, the beans, the potato salad. You can grab a couple of those, so you can just have the great barbecue experience along with it, and you'll get that with the ticket.
What about music? You doing some tunes there?
Yeah, we have one of my favorite local bands, Greyhound Soul, is going to play.
Oh, fantastic.
And they're just great, and they just have that great barbecue sound.
Perfect. Yeah, seriously. enough to knock your hat off. Yeah. Again, so $30, unbelievable. Like you said, you're going to be able to experience all of the competitors' briskets, enjoy some great sides, some great cues, some great beer, some great music. And there's also going to be a people's choice. So we've got the barbecue judging going on for the judges'
Absolutely.
Choice. But you get a chance to vote for your favorite
guest. In your little packet of stuff you get when you walk in, you'll have a little sheet with a pencil, and you'll be able to. We'll have a people's choice, and we'll see how that varies from the judges. But I'm just tasting Danny's barbecue here.
Seriously.
Man, it's so good.
It's Arizona Q.
I mean, I want to go back to
I'm just
to that.
Glad Kyle's shaking his head yes, because then that way I know where I'm going. Because
he's got
this.
A sophisticated palate, right?
But if you think about it, here's another example. Besides all that, we're talking about something, you know, Congress, and we've been thinking about a lot about parts of our community that don't get recognition. And there's this barbecue community, and a lot of it is Arizona barbecue. I mean, it is of the place, and no one even thinks about it. So let's round up everyone, expose it a little, get some attention to it, and start developing it, and start raising the bar. And people, when you start having these competitions, much like Born and Brewed, next thing you know, everyone's a little more paying attention, and they're tasting a little better, and they're paying more attention to what we're doing here in town. And we have some great craftsmen in these fields, and for us to be a part of it, that's part of our mission.
I want to remind our listeners that we're going to be giving away two tickets to Smoke and Showdown on June the 27th to the first person that calls in with the right answer to our trivia question. So listen up for that. It's always a privilege to give away these gift cards like we do each and every week. And again, two tickets to the Southern Arizona Smoke and Showdown are going to be yours if you're the first person in with the right answer to the trivia question. So we've got seven competitors that think they know how to make a great brisket. And let's give them all some love, because these are hardworking guys on the circuit.
Yeah, I'm going to bring Jeff back in, because he was the leader in picking out these and getting these in. So I'm going to have Jeff talk about them a little bit. Yeah. All
right, Matt, so we've got seven great restaurateurs here in Tucson We start off with Gary Ray's Texas Barbecue, Gary Sneva. Then from there, we go to Albert Hall at Acacia, who's renamed his restaurant Acacia Acacia Food and Barbecue.
Food and Barbecue for the event. For one night only.
One night only. We got Eric Jacobson at Chillin' and Grillin'. Right. He does catering. He's a great... He manufactures barbecue pits.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the guy, he's Mr. Barbecue. And then we back that up with the local favorite, Brushfire Barbecue.
Right on.
Where everybody knows Brushfire. And then Jake over at Rusty Truck, who's the same kind of guy. He's got a big old truck. He's got a food truck. He runs around, does phenomenal barbecue. And then Jason Hardenbach, who along with Jake from Rusty Truck, Jason Hardenbach from Edge Catering, is a Kansas City boy. So we got two guys from Kansas City in this, two transplants. We've got Jake Walker from Rusty Truck and Jason Hartenbach from Edge Catering. And then, of course, our friends at the Cup Cafe didn't want to be left out.
Of course.
And David could talk about his guy.
Well, you know, if you go by Hotel Congress on our plaza, we're smoking that brisket every day.
All the time.
And it's like the Pied Piper of brisket. People walk by and, whoop, there we go. It's a beautiful advertising. But so we had to be a part of that competition, for sure.
And who's going to be suiting up for battle?
Our head chef, executive chef, Brandon. We got Brandon Cafe. He used to work at Ventana down here, and he's licking his chops. It, like everyone else thinking, I'm going to take everyone down.
You know, Jeff mentioned Jake at Rusty Truck. I should say that Jake actually met us here at the studio shortly before we came on, and he brought some goodies. In fact, whoever wins the trivia question today not only is going to get two tickets for Smokin' Showdown, they're also going to get a T-shirt, a Rusty Truck Barbecue T-shirt, which is a must-seasonal grill wear.
Yeah, see, this is Jake already trying to stuff the People's Choice ballot.
Anyway, well, the time has come to give our listeners a chance to call in and see if they know the answer to the trivia question. Again, two tickets are on the table for Smokin' Showdown. Now, Miranda Morrison with Merit Foods talked about 1855 beef. And there's one state that she said a little bit earlier on in the show where all of the beef is from. You want to remind us? Don't say the name of the state. But what is it about that state? That's where they're all from, where all the cows are raised?
It's the most similar climate that we can match up here in the States to the Canadian climate, and that's why 1855 cattle, Angus Black.
Okay, 1855 Black Angus cattle are raised in a state that most closely resembles the climate in Canada. So we want to know what state that is. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, right here at 750-7456. The number again, 750-7456 for a chance to win two tickets to the Southern Arizona Smokin' Showdown. Put your phone down, Jeff. You're not eligible. Please. And as well as a Rusty Truck Barbecue T-shirt. Good luck. Get your dial-in fingers on. We'll be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona.
Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. You're listening to Matt Russell, broadcasting live from Power Talk 1210 for live for another Power Happy Hour here with my celebrity co-host, Danny Perez, the executive chef at the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort and the man who oversees all the smoking.
Thank you for reminding me that we live in a great community and that what I do and what we do, we're so blessed to have so many awesome people in this community that we can do these type of events, get excited about it.
Right on.
Talk barbecue, talk great beer. Thank you.
I love it. And, you know, you're absolutely right. And, you know, this is just sort of our little way, too, on this show to celebrate what that is. You know, this show, from a culinary and cocktail perspective, can really be so many different things, but the thing that we just love, we celebrate the people that just make this such a great place to live. We celebrate the wonderful people that are working so hard on the culinary scene, on the craft beer scene, on the liquor scene, on the cocktail scene. And there's a lot of stories that are still left to tell, which is why it's my personal privilege to show up here every Saturday at 4 o'clock. But you're right. I mean, there's a reason why we call Tucson home, and taking a look around the table at the people and the personalities and the characters here. You know, we don't have to look far. This is why we're here.
I think that we're blessed to be able to know that we live in that city that is starting to grow, that we're promoting ourselves to be even better on this map of culinary delights.
Exactly. Anyway, well, the caller called in. He said Iowa. No, the answer is not Iowa. And if you were listening to Miranda Morrison a little bit earlier in the show, there is a state in the United States where all the 1855 Black Angus cattle are raised. And here's a little bit of a hint. The reason that they're raised in that state is because it most closely resembles the climate of Canada. So anyway, what's the state where all the Black Angus cattle are raised? Two tickets to the Smokin' Showdown and a Rusty Truck Barbecue t-shirt is yours if you know the answer. Again, 750-7456, 750-7456, and a clue, it's not Iowa. So what can we expect from the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort as we're getting into, you know, frankly, one of my favorite seasons of the year? It's summertime.
You know, first I want to tell you that as much as, you know, we're saying JW Marriott Resort, we're part of our community.
Right.
The restaurant in our resort, the people in our resort, who we serve, it's all about giving back to the community. So we have some great room deals, a lot of stuff happening on our website, jwmarriottstarpass.com. Check out our restaurants. We have some great things happening each and every day of the week, from happy hours to special offers, as well as our usual wine class, the tequila toast every night. You name it, it's happening at Star Pass this summer.
Arriba abajo.
You got it.
You guys don't take a day off, do you?
No. That happens every day at 5:30, no matter what. If it's raining outside, if it's snowing outside.
Oh, look, here comes Jeff Rostat. No, it's not now, Jeff. No, it doesn't matter. Rain or shine, arriba abajo. You get to hear the story of arriba abajo and raise a glass with all of your comrades there on the beautiful grounds of the Star Pass and have a complimentary toast of tequila.
You got it.
Anyway, we got a caller who thinks he knows the answer to the question, and we're going to go to line two and say hey to Bill. Bill, how are you?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing great. So we want to know, what is the state where all the Black Angus cattle are raised?
Montana?
He says Montana. Oh, close but no cigar. Anyway, that opens up a line at 750-7456, 750-7456. We're going to go to the next caller and see if Jim knows the answer. Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm well. Let's go with... let's go with Wyoming.
Okay, Wyoming. Okay, so Wyoming, and Miranda Morrison says, no, Jim, so sorry. It's not Iowa. It's not Wyoming. It's not Montana. Now, you can't guess again. You got to hang up. Anyway, that opens up a line, 750-7456, 750-7456, to see who knows the answer to the question. What state in the United States is where all of the Black Angus cattle are raised? It's not Iowa. It's not Montana. It's not Wyoming. And it closely resembles the climate in Canada. And we think we have another caller. Might be the last one we have time to take. And we are going to see who is on the line. Oh, we don't have a name, but he's on the line right now. Okay, yeah, caller, what's your answer?
Kansas, maybe?
Kansas. Have you ever been to Canada, caller? I'm sorry, sir. That is not the right answer. Okay. And it's not Kansas. It's not Wyoming. It's not Montana. It's not Iowa. And we're going to see if Nate knows the answer to the question. Hey, Nate, I'm pulling for you. What's your answer?
Nick.
Oh, Nick. Oh. Okay. What's your answer, Nick?
Wisconsin,
he says. No, my goodness. No, Nick, so sorry. We're going to take another call, 750-7456. If someone says New Mexico next, I'm just going to give up and say Canada. Okay, so it's not Kansas. It's not Montana. It's not Iowa. It's not Wyoming. It's not
Arizona.
Wisconsin. We're going to see. Okay, no more calls right now. 750-7456 to see who is going to walk away with two tickets to Smoke and Showdown and a Rusty Truck Barbecue Company t-shirt for you to call your very own. And we're going to see if Sabrina knows the answer to the question. Hey, Sabrina, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. What about Nebraska?
Sabrina says Nebraska. Miranda? Ding, ding, ding. Sabrina, you did it. You cut through. Anyway, stay on the line, Sabrina, because we're going to get all your information, and we're going to mail those two tickets to you. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyway, it's too bad this can't be a two-hour show, but my thanks to Danny Perez and to Kyle Jefferson and to David Slutz and to Miranda Morrison and to Jeff Ronstadt and everybody who is coming together to make the Smoke and Showdown reality again June 27th at the Hotel Congress, hotelcongress.com. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Danny Perez reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5... it is On the Menu Live. Cheers. Have a great weekend, fellow foodies. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Pachuco!
This is Power Talk 1210. The power to think for yourself on KEVT AM 1210, Saurita, Tucson.